Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Can you believe it's October 4th? Friday. And it's 6:30 Central Time, and it's still dark. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world? With a click of the button, you could discover what the world has to say. Right now. Right now. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. I was distracted for a moment because I have a niece who is a premier featured writer in Vanity Fair. And I'm looking at her book, Landscape with Moving Figures. And you do know that I'm going to present another whole section dedicated to celebrity authors. And I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And Laura, dear, if you're listening to the show this morning, I want you to know that it was so much fun having you stay with Hank Half and Uncle Bill and Cindy Bob and Bill during the summer. And you and Bob would take off together. I'd drop you off at the IC, the train station, and he would be your little guardian on your way to dance classes at Ruth Page. Oh, what memories. And then at some point, all of you, I'm going to read to you the saga of the brown leotard. So you have much to look forward to in the next coming weeks. Celebrity authors. And then we're going to go backward in time to the romantic era in films out of Hollywood. The most romantic. You could tell that love is terribly important in my life. Love changes everything. Now, I'm going to repeat my offer. Let me take a little sip of my water and lemon. And before I go on to the offer, come on, our nice big meow, meow, meow cat stretch. Oh, I don't know where you are, but just do a nice, I'm doing a cat stretch, and I'm sitting in my comfy chair in my studio room. Oh, they turn the fountain on. I overlook a pond and trees and a fountain. And I think God and I are the only two people that are awake this morning. Don't you just love getting up early and owning the day? Planning the day your way, not according to anyone else. It is your way. And I'll repeatedly give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on the website, www.KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. You know I'm a speaker. I love my job. Click on all of the buttons. And you've heard me say time and time again, Confucius say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And then Warren Buffett, I've just got to get him on the show. And I think it was last week when we did about your money and so on and so forth, I quoted him. Someone asked him, you know, Warren, when you going to retire? And he said, when I die. Oh, no, 5 years after I die. And then I'm going to check to see if the stock went up. What a sense of humor. And have you noticed that he's not really aging in his attitude? Yeah, I know today's show is age versus aging. And you do know if aging is relative. I don't know what your age is. You could be 30 going on 90. It's choices. It's attitude. You could be 80 going on 20. Embracing life like a child, but not childish. Now, when you call in this morning and on any of my shows, when I'm on the air, get your pen and pad out. It's 347-637-3789. You will get a free copy of the ebook. I'll zip it out to you in a nanosecond. The Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. Move over, all of you experts out there. If you haven't lived as long as I have, if you haven't experienced the twists, the turns, the challenges that I have, if you haven't embraced life with futuristic and visionary insights, then you don't qualify to be an expert. Let's go back in time. Oh, 20-some years ago. Early 50s. I decided, I'm going to write a book. And Bob, our youngest, said to me, you're going to do what? I said, yeah, I'm going to write a book. He said, Ma, on what? I'm going to talk about aging in our society today. And he looked at me and he rolled his eyes like only a kid can. He said, time isn't right. You haven't lived long enough. What are you going to tell us that's going to make a difference? And then he left. Huh. Well, I didn't write that book. The Elixir came out, I started years ago. And it just wasn't resonating. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. Oh, the elixir of youth, secrets of a spring chicken. And where the glitch was, I was depending on outside forces to give me the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. And I'm going to repeat this story because sometimes this is what needs to be done. I got a call from the head of one of the book clubs in the suburbs, terribly prestigious. And it was August. And she said, we heard about your book. By the way, it hadn't even been published. I self-published. I must have done a promotion. I don't know how she found out. I said, well, we are inviting you to be our celebrity speaker. And it's in the afternoon, and it's in Barrington. Now, the book might have had an opening. That's it. And the Silver Fox is hearing this conversation. And it shall be my pleasure. It's a done deal. And I hung up. And he looked at me, and he kind of like shook his head in disbelief. He said, how could you take that assignment? Your book isn't done. I said, but it's going to be. You know, I said, this is what I needed. And all of a sudden, I got the epiphany. Kathy, it's about you and your secrets. It's not chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, chapter four. It is about you and your secrets. How did you get to where you are today? Share with them the trials and the tribulations. It was magic. So it's not chapters. It's all secrets. And the cover, Bobby Puttrick, she did a beautiful job. I will not change that cover. You see, my aim is to keep this book simple and make it fun. This is the outline. The Spring Chicken logo is sporting a big, sumptuous diamond on her left toe. Isn't she, darling? With luxuriant feathers, while holding the foaming goblet, ready to sip the elixir of youth potion. Oh, and in the background, on cloud nine, the crowing rooster declaring, I love her, I love her. So when you log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, click on books. You could read a chapter. Now, the ebook is about 80 pages. And this is what I suggest to everyone. When you get the ebook, forward the whole book to one of your copy places. My printer wasn't going to take 80 pages, but a professional industrial printer could print out the 80 pages, have them bind it. I think it's about $2 for the binder, and you've got the book. It's timeless. It's the type of book that you just don't put on the coffee table, but you can if you want to. But you refer to it when one of the secrets is relevant to you at any particular time. So, secret number one, the measure of life. Ages 20 to 80 and beyond. Secret number two, my story. Secret number three, first things first, the first hour is the rudder of the day. You don't jump out of bed. You just lay there and just luxuriate in the stretching and know that you're the creator of the next 24 hours. By the way, is it going to be heaven or hell? Now, when you went to bed last night, were you angry? Were you furious? Grizzly bear. You'll age faster than anything in the whole world with the toxic thoughts that you're putting into your brain, because stress and anger releases toxins into your system. It is essential that before going to bed that you clear the day, and if there's something that really has upset you, just say, well, I'm not going to beat myself up over it tonight. I'll handle it tomorrow and release it. Number four, architects of our form. Getting into shape may be easier than you think. Number five, face it. Do you like what you see in the mirror? Straight talk about face agers. Looks do matter. Come on. Don't tell me they don't. Do you have a mirror handy? I know it's still early in the morning, but do you have a mirror handy? Take a look at it. You've been sleeping all night. I'm at your own. This is the face. Do you like what you see? You're amazing. You're brilliantly talented. Secret number six. Stick out your tongue and say, ah. Facial exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And then I've added tongue strengthening exercises. As we get older, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. The tongue is a muscle. Opera singers, speakers, coaches, vocal, it is essential that you learn the exercises for strengthening the tongue. So I gave it silly little names. Taming the elephant, Tarzan thump, the wave. You cannot go on in life. You see, there's a muscle throughout our entire body, and we simply have to learn the proper exercises. Because, let me give you an example. I love the experience of being in pageants. I was able to see women, well, this is for over 50. Long story short, I'm in the audience watching this one pageant that I was not participating in. And if you think they're all fluff, hey, you got another guest coming. Well, anyway, here is this darling gal, lady, who... They didn't give their speech yet. And I waited, and I thought, man, she's going to nail it. I think she was 82. So she gets up to the microphone. Hello. My name is Olga. And I live in Timbuktu. I don't remember where she lived. I couldn't believe it. I looked at the silver fox and I said, she's done. Can you imagine if you tuned into me and this is what you heard? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk. Honey, you'd click me off. You'd shut me down, turn me off, and blow me away in a nanosecond. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. Secret number 7. The skinny on skin. Caring for your skin is a gentle, simple process. You just have to know. Listen to me, darlings. It is not complicated. You don't need 50,000 products. I've done my research. Why do you think in a recession, a depression, I don't care what it is, the beauty industry never loses a penny? Well, if this product didn't work, well, maybe this is. No, it's a sandwich effect. Age versus aging. It's your choice. But you got to participate. You got to invest in you. And hey, seniors, I'm talking about you this morning. I was out yesterday. Stopped at a restaurant. Oh, I have to tell you what we did. Every once in a while, you know, I have a pretty good diet, Mediterranean diet. Never had a weight problem or, you know, stuff like that. Oh, and I loved grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato on sourdough bread. And I said, yo, Watson, let's go to Denny's and get our favorite sandwich. Oh, I was in hog heaven. Now, that's every once in a while. And look, I am not in denial. Moderation. I eat everything. We have our cocktails on the lanai every night between 5:30 and 6:30. But then we exercise, too. And we know how to neutralize free radical damage in our body. But I sat there and I watched the people come in and out. Sramise. That in Croatian means shame on you. Is obesity genetic? Or are you just too lazy? Yeah, I shoot from the hip. A sidebar, you have to listen to yesterday's show, October 3rd. Boy, the politicians got it with this shutdown and what's going on. But I digress. Hey, by the way, it's supposed to be our golden years. Really? That's another 10 weeks of exploring our golden years. I was amazed at the obese people, men and women that came in. Slovenly, no one cares. You see, I am not going to take glamour out of aging. There isn't a soul on earth that could tell me that I have to look like a Baba Yaga. And that in Croatian is an old lady. So it's age versus aging. I find it exciting. I find it challenging. No, Mother Nature and Father Time, you ain't going to get me, honey. I know you're waiting in the wings salivating. It ain't going to happen. Because our bodies and brains don't age. We do. We are charged. It costs us $190 billion a year. A year. To address and handle obesity-related illnesses. But when you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? And all I could see is the poor little heart that's just surrounded with all of this fat around the heart. And the heart is the muscle. It has to be exercised. It has to be developed. And that's with the heart monitor. But that's another few shows down the line. Side by, oh, by the way, all of you 30-year-olds, man, you know it all. Unbelievable. Of course you think you're bulletproof, but at the age of 30, you've reached cellular maturity. And I truly enjoy you. I don't care that you're going to sit there being the macho guy and the girl that knows everything. Really? I want to see you when you're 50, 60 years old. I want to see if you're going to have this same enthusiastic, oh, I work out, I could climb stairs, I could do anything I want. Really, that's great. Good luck. There's training in stair climbing. There's training in marathon running. And it's building the heart base, lungs, and the strength in your legs. So when we got to Secret 7 on the Skinny on Skin, get up, take a look at yourself. I don't know, au naturel, whatever you want to do. You like what you see. And what you see, honey, you put it there. It was your choices. You did it. No one else but you. Now, here's the good news. On secret number 8, save big bucks. Quick and easy formulas that you make at home. I love to go to a spa. Oh, we get our lymphatic massage from Noreen in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Oh, she has magic hands. Ah, the face, the whole body. But there is a recipe, a formula. How to depuff your eyes. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. It has to do with the potato. And then there's 3 steps to erasing dark circles. Do you know how important it is to use a slant board for 20 days, for 20 minutes a day, revitalizing? Dry brush massage. Get the book. Are You Confused? By Areola, PhD. And then to peel the skin, to exfoliate the skin, which is, and you've got to do it, it's essential, but you get a green, not a ripe, a green papaya. When I had my business in Chicago, I decided to open that to my clientele. And I charged, I don't know, $150, $175. I was exhausted. I couldn't keep up with the demand. So I gave them the recipe. I said, go home, do it yourself. And then all you need to feed your skin? Crushed ice has a lot to do with it. But there are three products. A veggie, something that we drink, and I'll just give you the third one, the third ingredient, it's honey. I love doing my beauty spa at home. But please test to make sure you're not allergic to any of the fruits and veggies that are in the book. And then, secret number nine. Your power of presence. Stress busters. Laugh your way to health. Laughter. It's a catharsis. Kids laugh 500 times a day. You say boo-boo to them and they're rolling on the floor. Oh, no, but not the very serious senior or anyone else. Their minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Really? You can't be childlike again? I didn't say childish. Age versus aging. It's your choice, isn't it? And then we go to, let me get it here. Secret 10 for crowing roosters for men only. I ask gals from all walks of life what they'd like more of from men. These are some things for you guys to think about. You know, we love you, but we'd love you more if. And then I went on and wrote, in defense of the guys, you know we all love you. Hey, guys, I don't know how you do it. So many demands made on you. Let me list a few. You grew up at your mother's knee. She whispered in your ear, oh, my little prince, doi ti amo. That means come here. You shall grow up to be a dynamic leader, CEO, doctor, or whatever. And then you grew up having your father tell you, big boys don't cry. And you're only 4 years old. I don't know how you do it. And in the ebook, there will be a contributing author, How I Save Face. Introduction by Kathy, Bill Falloon, expert and CEO of Life Extension Foundation. Now, that's in the ebook that you're going to get free. By the way, there are several that have called in, and I'm not being rude. I just don't recognize your call-in number. And if I don't recognize it, I'm not going to put you on the air. But what you can do is identify yourself by sending me an email to Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net, and tell me that you listened to the October 4th show, Age versus Aging, and I will be delighted to forward you the Elixir of Youth ebook. And I'm not going to expand on it, but there's a reason why I don't put a caller on air if I don't recognize their call letters. But stay tuned, because the best is yet to come. Now, if you want the soft cover of the Elixir of Youth, then you have to get in touch with me, because I have it printed on demand. How about belly dancing? A surprise alternative to fitness. In my love affair with chiropractic. Chiropractic saved Bill, our son's life, when he was a little boy. Financial empowerment, where you and your money matter. You are how you sleep. And then iron workers. What a noble profession. Ballet on the beam. So, darlings, when you call in, if I recognize the email, I shall be delighted to put you on the air, because I love to hear what you're saying. But if I don't recognize it, then you'll have to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. A week in review. You're listening to Kathy Watson on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, all of the shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the days, any day. Now, week in review. The first one on October 1st was Heaven or Hell. What's your life like? You know, aging, this is not a dress rehearsal. But you could look at your landscape, because you're drawing it. You're the artist. You could change any part of the landscape if you want to. You're thinking, the words you choose. Do they hurt or do they empower? Your weight. Are you a joy to be with? Are you fun? You're always criticizing. By the way, when you criticize, there's no such thing as constructive criticism to me. I plus, you know, we tweak. But if you're one of these grumpy, grumpy old geezers, it's always finding fault. Well, honey, you just described yourself. You see, we teach people how to treat us. Don't take it. Unless you feel that you need it. And when you transfer your power to someone else, they have become your God. They're absolutely your God. Life is time. And I'm giving you part of my life by broadcasting. Because I want to shout from the mountaintop to all of you. You just don't get it. You are off to great places. And today, right now, is the day, October 4th. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. I don't care what your age is. Are you really going to go to the very end with, if only, I could have, I would have, but, this is your life. Don't let anyone take it away from you. But are you a grumpy bear? How are you aging? I'm in the winter of my life, but I see it as the springtime of my life. I told you, ain't nobody going to convince me that you cannot be glamorous and vital as we age, as we get older. And if you're not aging, honey, you're just pushing up daisies. And then on October 2nd, we had Dr. Tom Holusik on. First impressions. Come on, pick up the mirror. Smile. What do your teeth look like? And I'll just give you a quick overview. Brushing could be fun. They have music that's been infused into toothbrushes for children, and you have to brush for 2 minutes. And most, as they age, don't pay attention to their teeth. And boy, not only do they look like they're mad as hell, the minute they smile, well, they don't smile. They don't smile. Brushing and flossing, there's no discussion. Quit smoking. And he is a doctor of dental surgery. You could Google him at Dr. Tom, H-L-O-U-S-E-K. And what good is living longer if the quality of life isn't there? It's your choice. We're all aging. Every minute, we're all aging. But how do you want to age? That's your decision. And then yesterday, I did digress because let me tell you something, honey. I guess I'm just going to have to go to Washington to straighten things out. They all need a good spank. They're like bratty kids that haven't grown up yet. There's no denying that if you really want to age with panache, style, and glamour. Are you ready? I mean, this is going to blow you out of the water. I don't think anyone has ever thought of it. Do you really want to age with panache? Got your pen and pad out? Write this down. It's a five-letter word. Smile. Come on, there's no denying that a smile transforms you to looking years younger. To look and feel younger and better longer as you age. Here's the magic power of a smile. That has to do with the topic today. Phyllis Diller said, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. A smile successfully relieves stress and serves as a never-ending source of enjoyment. Oh, don't you dare smile. They'll think you're sick. A smile makes frowns disappear. A smile inspires feelings of joy and enthusiasm. A smile leads to lots of laughter. A smile energizes everyone's mind and body, regardless of age, gender, or economic background. It's universal. Let your smile be your style. Or will people pass out and say, has this person lost it? I'm going to save the call to action, we the people, for next week. Because right now, I'm just going to take a moment to acknowledge my partners, sponsors, but they're partnering. Because you see, we're here to give you we're public service announcements to make you aware of how important it is to take care of your teeth. And then I'll be doing a whole show on, are you aware? Or it's your choice. It's about your body. The choices that you have to make, no matter what your age is, if you truly want to have optimal health. It's your choice. Choice, 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 choice. I'm offering an introductory to all of you that want to be part of my consortium because you're going to learn. It's a learning curve with radio. It's a process. It's a study in evolution. It's a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. But it's about you. I don't know what your product is, your business, your service. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity, your signature. So call me at 847-882-8717. It's a 10-week commitment. I take your product, service, your invention, and we work on a mini-mercial anywhere from 30 to 45 seconds and sometimes even longer. And here's the good news. I invite you to co-host one of my shows with me. And it's not scary because I prep you, no loose cannons, but don't you know that radio is a marketing tool? After you've been on the air with me, and man, you're just all pumped up and you're going, oh, that is just awesome. No, we're not done. You sit quietly and you log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathyWatson. Click on the date that you were on, and I want you to hear yourself. I mean, there's no debate. You have to listen to yourself on radio. And then after you hear yourself on radio, ask yourself, was I dynamic? Was I really passionate about promoting my product, my service? And then you and I will talk about it. Yeah. And remember I said, there is no criticism. We tweak it. Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. You don't know anything about Ironworkers. You don't know anything about their character. You have no idea about their commitment to their trade and to their family. But I'm here to share with you my mission and purpose is to acknowledge Ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of Ironworkers, their hidden talents. To pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers, offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on www.ironworkers.org. I wish that I were able to play the CD. I wrote an 8-minute tribute to iron workers, what a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. And then it transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. You'll love it. Log on, ironworkers.org, youtube.com/Union Iron Workers to find out more about these incredible men and women. And youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. And then when you log on to the archive, go to August 9th. It was the International Iron Workers Festival. You'll love to hear their stories. Rika Cuff, the 50-plus director of the consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on heparks.org. She's in the book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. It's another book that is timeless. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. 14 of us shared our stories about the trials and tribulations we went through. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Available at authorhouse.com, Barnes and Noble, and Amazon.com. You need a good CPA? Greg McIntyre, he's ours. Log on, ahtax@ameritech.net. Or you could call him at 847-255-2012. And we talked about looks do matter. I don't want to go into that. Yeah, I do have a product. And you could only get it through me. It's 2 ounces. It's a cream. No animal testing. You know, it's all. It is going to de-stress your face. You see, stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging. And it's only available through me. It is so effective. You use it only 3 times a week. That's it. All sales are final. I don't want to be bothered with returns. I don't have the time. Because you have to keep using it and using it. It isn't a one-shot deal. It isn't a quick fix. It's so effective, you apply it 3 times a week. And you could call me at 847-882-8717 or log on, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Now take this website, www.letitia.myshackley.com. This is unleashing the power of your voice. This is the year. I'm calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is the year to reign supreme, to let our voices be heard in solidarity together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Oh, I don't know. I guess you could get wealthy working for someone else. But that's okay. 9-to-5ers, that's fine. But then why don't you start your own business in the after hours? Make it a family affair. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Now imagine. What if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams? And a formula the home-based business offers. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. That's what being on talk radio, to being an affiliate of mine. I'm challenging you to grow. I want the authentic you to surface. No, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is a desire to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today. I'm starting from nothing. That could be you. It's pandemic. More women and men than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. And Lee could help you. She's in the book, Choices. And she'll tell you what she did. She left corporate America 30 years ago to build her business from home. Jack, her husband, thought she inhaled. She said, oh, you'll never make it. And that's all she needed. Today, without ever leaving the house, she gets a residual check, 4 figures, every month. And that could be you. Make it a family affair. www.letitia.myshackley.com. Age versus aging. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Who said only wine gets better with age? Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. In Sun City, I think it is, yeah, the Sun City, with age comes wisdom, miniskirts, and pom-poms. They are the Golden Girls. You could go online and log into Sun City. They're cheerleading squad. And if you're under 55, don't bother. And they do splits. They do pyramids. They haven't thrown in the towel. I'm going to end with Johnny Nash. It's about you. It's about you. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that hold me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. This is about you. I think I can make it now, can you? The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here's the rainbow I've been praying for. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Age versus aging, your choice. Look all around. There's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead. Nothing but blue skies. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's going to be your choice. How are you aging? Until Tuesday at 11, Kathy Watson, au revoir.